What is up? Welcome back. Which episode is this? 26, maybe? Hold on, I'm trying to turn up the microphone, but not be too loud because I don't want to lose my eardrums. But I notice when I talk, because last episode, what is it? Oh, I brought the mic too close to my face because I was upstairs in my room and I didn't want any echoes. So I was kind of like, right up here. And it did not sound good because it, like, I don't know, messes with the bass because, I don't know, I was kind of sick then too. I kind of sound like a frog. Still a little bit sick, actually. Turns out I had COVID and it was not fun. Or at least I'm pretty sure I had COVID, but yeah. Maybe I'm getting over it, like, right now. Oh, how long has it been since I got it? Like, not that long, really. I don't know. But I'm good. I'm out of quarantine time. I guess technically right now is getting out of it for me. Oh, but yeah, that's what it's looking like right now. Man, you can hear everything in this room. It is driving me crazy. Like, you can hear me lean my chair back and all that. And you can hear, like, look, putting down the coat. Like, you can hear me trade the mic off with my other hand. You can hear everything in this room, man. I don't like that. I don't like how, I don't know. But yeah, I'm doing this one in my apartment because last episode just did not, I don't know. Well, I mean, I also kind of have to be in my apartment because college starts in 2 days. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully I'll get some episodes out still. Get some people to interview. I want to interview people, you know? I got to find interesting people to interview. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know. You can hear me breathing. Y'all like, is like the ASMR to some people? I don't know. To me, it's kind of annoying. Yeah, no, I have no clue what I want to talk about today. What's some stuff that happened? Oh, hold up happened. Also, volcano went off. But yeah, so there was a shootout or like a something like that, like a hostage deal. In a shootout. I don't know everything about it. All I know is right now, the suspect who's dead, he died in the shootout, is a 44-year-old British man. And this happened in Dallas at a synagogue. Like, that's just, I don't know, like, of all the people, a British guy dies in a shootout by holding Jewish people, I presume they're Jewish because it's at a synagogue, unless it was like a field trip, I don't know, but holding Jewish people at a synagogue in Dallas, Texas hostage. I mean, I don't know, that's weird, but I don't know, yeah, what are the odds, right? International situations, but let's see, what else happened? Oh, the Tonga volcano exploded. And when it happened, everybody was like, we're expecting a 1-foot tsunami in Oregon. It's like, nobody cares. I want to see what happened in Tonga. Like, it happened right off their coast. Are they even alive? All right, it's like 1,500 miles from, or probably like 2,500 miles from America. It happened 40 miles from Tonga. What is the case over there? No, but I remember reading about, or seeing about, or whatever, I don't read. I remember seeing something about, like, a news deal, and probably some YouTube videos about the island before it exploded. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, because I don't know how, but, because I remember scientists were stepping foot on the island, because it recently came into existence. Like, it's not a natural island, it's a volcanic island, you know? Like, this island just dropped, like, 2 years ago. Like, think about that. They're coming out with new islands now. Well, now they're not, because it's probably gone. Or bigger. I don't know. I don't keep up tabs on these islands that volcanoes are on, or under, I guess. Technically, it was an undersea volcano, even though, like, the island was above ground. But yeah, it was like a whole island with, like, a mountain on it. Starting to grow trees and stuff. Like, it was doing all right. until like a couple months ago, it kind of exploded. And then it was chilling out, and they were like, yeah, it's dormant. And then 2 days ago, it stopped being dormant. But apparently it sent like a huge volcano, I mean, a huge tsunami to Tonga. Of course, there's ash fall and everything. Like, people were in traffic. I mean, it's an island. Where are they going to go? You know? But then there's the rest of time. There's Fiji. Like, all these people dealt with huge tsunamis, like houses getting trampled. And like, Americans are like, yo, I saw a seagull get taken out to sea. Like, that was crazy. Like, no one cares. Like, about a 0.5 foot tsunami, you know, took out a few beach towels and some chairs. Like, no one, like, it, nothing happened. Maybe, I think Hawaii got hit pretty hard. I say that, but it was probably like a few, like, gardens got trampled. But no, I don't know. But apparently there's no deaths in Tonga. And it was like a huge tsunami. It was also a volcano. So there's ash. Like, the ash went all the way over it. So I guess we'll come to find if anybody died from the ash in a couple of days. But as of now, they just said nobody's dead, but there's a lot of wet houses because they all got filled with water. I went to the infamous cesspool of Twitter to find out what was going on there. And I did see some videos of people in Tonga, like, standing on their roofs like, this is crazy. Or I presume they were saying that. I don't speak that language they speak, but, you know, you get the idea. It was hectic. So that's what we're dealing with now. Or not now. I'm not dealing with that. I don't know. Nothing happened in Texas, that's for sure. Oh, what else? What else goes on? What else is big in the news? Something happened with Biden and COVID or something. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to it anymore. Let's see what's big in news. Let's look at Apple News. I don't know what they... Okay, significant icing and treacherous travel conditions slam the southeast as thousands... What do thousands do? Let's see what thousands do. As thousands... that doesn't tell me anything. 80 million under winter weather alerts. That's a lot of people. So we got a winter weather alert and a pop-up ad. That's grand. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't think anybody's... I think what's happening there is, like, the annual thing where, like, the cold front hits. Except for this year, it was weak because we kind of balled out last year as far as ice goes. Winter storms and all that. It's pretty hectic for Texas. It's almost been a full year, since Texas got pretty much shut down. I remember the rolling blackouts and everything. Eating food under a propane lamp. Those good times. Let's see. Do y'all hate those noises? I know some people really like ASMR noises, but some people really hate ASMR noises. I don't really care for them. I kind of hate them myself. All right, let's see. FBI identifies hostage taker in the Colleyville standoff, which is a suburb of Dallas, if y'all don't know. It's kind of between Dallas and Fort Worth. As 44-year-old British citizen. Let's see. Malik Faisal Akram. That was his name. 44-year-old British citizen. Let's see. He died Saturday night after a hostage rescue team breached the building. The four hostages were unharmed. Biden said it was an act of terror. A rabbi in New York was called by the... guy, by the Brit, and yeah, that's about it. The guy just told, and then the rabbi told the cops, like, yo, this is not cool. Okay, yeah, no, they're not really given any information on why it happened. He was singularly focused on one issue, not related to the Jewish community, is what the gunman said. So why did he take over a synagogue if it's not about... The man repeatedly mentioned his sister in Islam and used profanity. He was heard asking for his sister to be released from prison. Once I have my sister... Okay, this is a quote. Once I have my sister here, let me tell you, I will not take these four guys out. He could hear by saying, I swear by Allah. Biden said the hostage taker insisted on the release of someone who's been in prison for over 10 years, referring to Ayafia Siddiqui, who's being held at Federal Medical Center Carlswell, a woman's prison in Fort Worth. She was convicted on charges related to the attempted murder and assault of a United States officers and employees in Afghanistan in 08. The man said a few times he didn't want anyone hurt, and he mentioned his children. He also said repeatedly he believed he was going to die. Right, so let me get this straight. Let me get this right, if I can think correctly. In northern Texas, which is part of the Bible Belt, you've got a Muslim British man holding Jews hostage in a synagogue. Like, what? This is so over his sister, who was taken prisoner in Afghanistan in 08 for killing a U.S. officer, alleged or attempting to. Yeah, that's just a weird situation right there. That's so much going on. Man. Oh, wow. That's hectic. That's so weird, though. Like so many, like, different backgrounds and religions involved with that. Let's see. I bet it's like a Bible thumper judge in charge of all of it. It's like, what the hell's going on? Oh, somebody's here. Okay, well. Okay, oh, I'm back. I think that was my roommate. So yeah, I kind of closed down the podcast there because, I didn't know who was coming to my house. Then I forgot about the podcast. So it's 2 hours later. what was I talking about? Oh yeah. Dallas or whatever. So I can't really think of anything to talk about. So let's look at the news again. I'm trying to think of something I did. Oh, I went to Washington, and I've been trying to change up my photography style a bit. I've used to do like the low exposure, the kind of high clarity kind of pictures, you know, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, any Visco, old Visco people out there? I never use Visco, but I'm just saying, I know a lot of people did, and that's where they get this, like, this kind of photography knowledge from. So, all y'all Visco, like the Visco girlfriend, when was that? That was like 3 years ago? 4 years ago? It was five, maybe? God, man, time flies. I don't know. Anyways, I used to do that, kind of cool images. I don't mean like cool as in hip. I mean like colder, like bluer kind of. It was kind of just low exposure. Yeah, that's about it really. And I kind of did a lot of landscape. That doesn't change. I still do landscape, but I've been really looking into getting a film camera. But since I can't get a film camera, I'm just going to edit things like I took it on a film camera. So that means up in the grain. You know, I don't know. I posted one on my story, if any of y'all pay attention to my Snapchat, or if you even have me on Snapchat, where I try to post one on my Instagram too, but Instagram has this amazing ability to screw up anything you post on your story. It just makes everything like hazy, awful for any photography related stuff, you know, but, let's see, Snapchat. Yeah, that one I posted. Kind of, I don't know if you remember, I put a song in the background and all that just to make it a little less dead. And I posted another one while I was in the plane. But it was like, I don't know, it was like, it's like, I don't want to say film Polaroid-y, because Polaroid sounds kind of like, it's like, oh, one of those guys, you know? But I don't know, I've just been trying to switch that up. So I got some good pictures of Rainier. Which, last time I got good pictures of Rainier, it's just, I don't know, it's like, I never catch it at a good time. Like, last time, it was, I went in the summer, and it was so sunny. And I don't know, it was sunny, and I want to say there was some kind of haze of some sort, like wildfire haze. I know that happened because I went to Colorado this summer, and the haze from the wildfires in the last day, I mean, the whole sky just looked orange at the end of the day. I couldn't take a picture of anything. But I don't know. But I do know that I tried to take more pictures of Rainier, except for the last day. It was the only day I could take good ones. Because, of course, the day I go to, not the day, but, you know, I go to see my family. But I'm like, you know, I'm going to try to take some pictures of some mountains. I want to have more pictures of mountains. I might go skiing. I might want to go to the mountains, take pictures of mountains there. Right? Wrong. The biggest snowstorm in 20-year Washington history, like, or in the past 20 years, you know what I mean? It hit and closed all of the passes, which I don't know if that's ever happened before, or at least it hasn't happened in 20 years, from what I know. And if you don't know what that means, Washington has two sides. There's a dry side and a wet side. The wet side is the West, Seattle, Tacoma, you know, all that jazz, the Olympics. That's all wet. It's all rainy there, you know? But you go to the east side, Wenatchee, Yakima, all the way to Spokane, that is dry. It's like arid. It's not desert necessarily. I mean, there's probably some deserty parts, but it's like dry grass, you know, steppes maybe, if that's a good way to put it. I'm not good with geography terms. But the reason that is because it's the Cascade Mountains. Runs right through from Canada down to California. And I think, so those mountains, I guess, did they run to California, or would you consider those just, I don't know, that's arguable, who knows, but the Cascades, they run down all of Washington, right, smack through the middle, kind of, more to the left, but a little through the middle, I guess you could say, but it splits it into west and east. Well, when the rain goes over the mountains, or like they're to get from one side to the other, they cut passes or roads. Just call them passes through the mountains, right? And all of those passes to get to the east were closed unless you went through Canada or you went through Oregon. I'm pretty sure. And even they had a river flooding in Seattle because there was so much rain. Oh, I'm trying to think of the name of the river. I think it was the Green River that was flooding. That's a big river. But, and they closed down I-5 and all this stuff. I mean, it's a big vertical road, I guess you could say, through Seattle. And it was hectic, right? But you know what that meant? Zero pictures of mountains because there was so much cloud coverage, snow, rain, whatever. I couldn't take a picture of anything. Until the last day, it all cleared up. It was clear as day. Literally, it was daytime, and it was just clear. I took some good pictures of Rainier, and then I added some, I don't know, I kind of did like a pink Polaroid look to it, kind of grainy film look. Kind of looked like Japanese, if that makes any sense. You know, because Rainier is similar to Fuji in a way, so it's like, I don't know, it kind of gave that vibe, but it's pretty good. And then, flew over other mountains into California. I couldn't see Mount Hood. The day we left, we flew right next to Rainier, Mount St. Helens, and Mount Hood. And because the clouds were still so bad over there, I couldn't see a single one of them. But I did see Mount Shasta in California, and I got a picture of that. But I don't know, yeah. And then I went to San Jose, quite possibly the most smog I've ever seen in my life. And, yeah, it was not good. Let's see, drinking LaCroix. I feel bougie. LaCroix, as Kirill calls it. But, yeah, it's pretty good. It's all right. I've been getting into sparkling water lately. You know, I drank too much coffee. I need another, you know, fixation. I need another addiction. Can't be sticking with caffeine all the time. So I feel like I'm everybody's enemy when it comes to what I drink. You know, I drink, and I'm not saying this to be like, I'm cool, you know? It actually kind of sucks, because every time I want to get anything, they don't have what I want, or I get chastised, all right? So I drink black coffee. Now, I do like iced coffee with cream, but I don't do sugar. The sugar just, one, I don't like to be the guy that drinks the calorie, like his calories. My mom always told me growing up, like, hey, don't drink your calories, you know? So I've been backing that off, but it makes for an extremely bitter appetite when it comes to drinking. And I do like sweet drinks, but I like diet because I don't want to drink calories. Plus, sugary sodas, like, they make my teeth feel sticky, if that makes any sense. Like, Coca-Cola sucks. I don't like it. But Diet Coke, like, I'm a fan. I don't know why, but everybody clowns for that. Like, Diet Coke, like, I don't get it. And it's its own taste, too. It tastes different than Coca-Cola. I don't like Coke Zero, and that's no calories, because Coke Zero tastes like regular Coke, and I just don't like the taste of regular Coke. And I like diet and regular root beer. Root beer, I'll drink regular. I just like root beer. But that's another one. People hate root beer, or at least a lot of people do. And then what's the last one? Oh, milk. I love milk. Whole milk, throw down a glass any day of the week, any time of day, you know? But people, first off, there's people that are lactose intolerant, a.k.a. they're weak. And they try to play it off, too. They're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm lactose intolerant, but, like, milk sucks. It's, like, nasty. It's like, no, you're weak-boned. You can't handle. You can't tolerate. That's what it is, man. You're intolerant. So, yeah, quit flexing. Quit flexing your weaknesses. Can't handle milk. It's okay. No discrimination. I won't come at you if you don't come at me, though. All right? You can say, oh, I can't drink milk. I'm lactose intolerant. I'll be like, it's okay. You know? That's fine. But you come at me for drinking milk like, oh, I'm going to try to hide my insecurity by clowning on this guy for having a glass of desirable milk. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. But I don't know why people hate milk. I don't know. I think it's pretty good. You can hear me kicking a can down there. It's a Diet Coke. But, yeah, I don't know. I like Diet Coke. I like black unsweet coffee. I don't really care for hot coffee as much, but I'll drink hot coffee. Sometimes I just feel like it. And I also feel like hot coffee is stronger, even though cold brew and iced coffee are technically stronger. I don't know about iced coffee, but I know cold brew is stronger. But it just doesn't taste as strong, you know? But yeah, I've gotten into making my own cold brew, though. But I'll throw, like, milk in there. But, like, I don't know. People just don't. When it comes to beverages, people can't. They just hate. They just hate. That's all it is. It's hate. No love. All hate. But yeah. So, PSA. Stop clowning on me for my intake when it comes to liquids. All right. Yeah, I like milk, Diet Coke, coffee. Iced coffee, no sugar. Depends on cream. That's on a daily basis thing. I don't drink 2% milk either. That doesn't resonate with me. That's not how the cow intended it to be. You know, 2% milk, skim milk. What do I look like? You know, am I a 2%er? It's an A&M joke. You'll get it if you ever went. But you know, what is it? My girlfriend, she goes to Baylor. And she told me A&M's a cult, right? And I'm like, okay, fair enough. We have some cultish activities. I understand. But, she goes to Baylor. And I'm like, look, you're in Waco. Let's not talk about cults, all right? Like, come on, it's Waco. Like, I'm not going to say it, but we all know what I'm thinking, you know? Waco, think, you know? I want to watch that documentary, though. If I ever go up there and see her, I say that like if, but I'll go up there and see her eventually. And, you know, I got friends up there, so I'll go see them. You know, Jake, he's been on the podcast. He's up there. I got family up there, believe it or not. Extended family. I forget that. But I don't really hang with them. But if I go up there, I could be like, yeah, what's up? You know, but I want to see that site. I want to see where that happened. Because I feel like, is there somebody else coming in the house? Or am I just making a lot of noise, like in my new office chair? That's right, I got an office chair. I've been sitting in a wood chair for an entire semester. And it hasn't been cutting it, you know? I'm starting to feel like I've gained about 10 years on my back and my legs, you know? So I had to upgrade. I targeted out. Target, it's been good to me. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta buy things from, like, I gotta buy more Walmart. Actually, I take that back. So I have this saying, at least like in the like with our family, but everybody says it, you know. It's like buy what you own, right? It's like stocks, like buy what you own, right? So, you know, I fly Southwest. Now I don't own Southwest stock, but I own Boeing stock, and Southwest only flies Boeings, so indirectly, but you know. It's kind of like you gotta go with what you own. It feels like it's going against the grain. It feels like it's wrong. Catch me on an Airbus? Like, what do I look like? No, but I mean, I think Airbuses are actually kind of cooler than Boeing. Maybe it's because I'm just so used to Boeing, and they only fly two kinds. Like, the 737-700, 737-800. That's like the most typical plane in the United States. If you've ever flown, you've been on one of those two, I guarantee you. You know, if you've ever gone from one state to the other, even like Spirit, all them, they fly the same thing, I think. But, you know, Delta and probably United, I'm pretty sure United, probably American, they all fly like a mix. They do a little bit of both. They do a little bit of Boeing, a little bit of Airbus, I think, and probably some other brands of planes. There's not many, but I don't know. The Airbus, I think their most typical plane is the A320. And that's like, I don't know. It feels like it's not even, I'm not saying this like I've ever flown a plane, but like A320 is like all autopilot. 737s, it's a little more, like I feel like I trust the pilot in a 737 more. It feels like they have more training. Airbus pilot is like, I don't know how to work this thing. I just press buttons, you know? Like, you go up there in the cockpit, and it's just like, you know, they're like playing Uno or something. Like, they don't know what the hell's going on. It's like, I don't know. It just doesn't hit with me. I feel like I trust a Boeing pilot more. And I'm not saying that because I own it, but I am. Because why would I buy it if I didn't trust it? Also, it's an American brand. What is going on? What am I dropping? Sorry, I'm just like wreaking havoc, and I don't know how, but I feel like I trust an American brand over a European brand, like Airbus, European. Let's see where Airbus is from. I know Boeing's out of Washington, I believe. I mean, I know they're based there. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Airbuses. They're just not Boeings, though. Let's see, plus Airbus stock is, I don't know. I think Airbus is a smaller company. But the A380 is kind of you all know what that is. It's like the double decker. Like, they got rid of the 747 a while back, like a year ago. But it was already an old plane, you know? But the A380 came out in response to that, and it's like literally two stories all the way. You know, it's a huge plane, and it's pretty live. Airbus Origins. Sounds like a damn movie. Airbus Origins. Let's see. The Airbus program began in 1965 when the governments of France and Germany initiated discussions about forming a consortium to build a European high-capacity short-haul jet transport. It technically started in France. I mean, come on. French people flying planes? Like, what? What? But listen to Boeing origin. Listen to this Sigma origin right here. Yeah, I use that unironically. What do we got? What do we got? 1916. Bro, planes have only been out for 13 years. And they already started in Chicago. To be fair, No, they didn't. They started in Seattle, Washington. Never mind. Why does it say in Chicago? Oh, that's where their international headquarters are for some reason. But yeah, it's kind of a flex, you know? Okay, technically it was a German guy that established it, but he immigrated to the U.S. But who wasn't an immigrant in 1916, right? But yeah, so kind of a flex, really, if you think about it. 1916 over 1965. French and 1965. Like, really? That's a thing? Like, come on. Come on. Oh, okay. What else should we talk about, guys? Talk about planes. Y'all follow that TikTok guy that, like, does the trains? You know what I'm talking about? Why am I looking at Snapchat? But yeah, do y'all know what I'm talking about? The guy that just looks at trains? Francis or whatever his name is? Some, like, British kid? Dude, he was showing it. It's like, okay, he's like, I don't know. I'm going to describe him for you, and I'm going to try not to make it sound like bullying, but he's kind of like this nerdy guy from, he's just a train enthusiast. Think of a train enthusiast, a young train enthusiast. That's him, right? Like, exactly what you think it would be, kind of. Interesting style. I mean, he has actually pretty live-looking clothes sometimes. But he started showing, like, and, like, this guy freaks over trains. Like, a train comes by, he just loses it. It's like it's the hottest thing on the block. What is it? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so he, like, showed, like, you know, his history. He's like, many of y'all don't think I'm saying this in a British accent, right? It's like, many of y'all don't think that I'm actually a big fan of trains, but, like, this is my backstory. And he was like, when I was a kid, I had a toy train or whatever. But then he was like, but then when I got into high school or British high school, what do they call it? Forms, right? Like second form or whatever. Like they're like molting or something. Like they're an insect. But they're like, when I got into second form or whatever, primary, secondary, tertiary, I don't know. And he was like, yeah, I started going to the gym. I started like, and he's like showing himself in roadman clothes. Like, you know, like he runs like East London or something. Like this guy, he looked like he was like trying to flex, you know, like one of those, like, I don't know. It was like so weird, completely different from a train enthusiast. And he was like, one day COVID hit and bam, I like trains again. So I don't know. It worked out for him. He's got himself a girl and everything. He's living life. Let's see. A lot of snow going on in the East. What's up with that? I need to do polls again. Okay, so you know how y'all don't, I mean, it wasn't 2 hours ago for y'all, but 2 hours ago for me when I was talking about the Tonga thing, the tsunami, I was like, who cares? America's going to be fine, right? Well, one of the Americas was not. Two people drowned in Peru. But it's not saying how high the waves were. Oh, more than 20 Peruvian ports were terminally closed. As a precautionary measure, okay. I thought it meant like it wrecked them. But, North Korea fires two ballistic missiles from Pyongyang Airport, South Korea says. Why have I not been paying attention to North Korea? They're so up in arms about this stupid tennis player and this stupid Australia. I'm not going to say stupid Australia. I actually have listeners from Australia. Y'all aren't stupid, but y'all's government is a little annoying. Because it keeps, well, I can't say this is y'all's government, CNN too, but they keep freaking out about this. Like, who cares? It's tennis. Like, no offense. Tennis is great, but like, is it national news level? I mean, it's right next to ballistic missile news. Like, come on. Let's see. North Korea fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles. Is this, like, copyright if I'm, like, saying the article? Does that make sense? I don't know. Let's not worry about it. I'm looking right now. I don't know. They just launched a bunch of missiles. What's new? What is new? Okay, so I hear the reason North Korea launches missiles and, like, just shoots them in the water is because, so if you don't know this, the U.S. and a lot of Western nations send North Korea food, rice, wheat, you name it, right? Flour or whatever. Whatever they use to make bread, right? We send them that stuff, and they live off of it because they're people. It, I mean, North Korea is not really exactly the most, you know, up-to-date farmable nation. They probably could farm, but they just don't have the ability, or I don't know. They've got something going on. So famine is, like, common, right? Famine just runs rampant. You know, it's like, I don't know, they just drop a famine every 2 years or whatever, and it kills like 100,000 people or something. Really bad, right? Well, the U.S., you know, Western society, what else? Russia, probably China. I think China does too. Pretty much everybody is like, okay, we don't like you. I think China might like them. But like, we don't like you to the government, right? We don't like you, but we care about your people. We don't want them to starve, which is fair. That's proper. But like, it amazes me because America's had that mindset for the most part, or at least a lot of, it's kind of like we care for your people, but we don't care for your government kind of vibe. Like to these nations whose governments don't care about them, you would think that America or the, you know, wherever else, whoever else is in agreeance with that, and like agreeance with America's mindset, would lose, right? Because it's like, look, we can't fully attack you because we don't want civilian casualties. But somehow we manage, you know, Cold War. I mean, think about it. You know, the Nazis, like, okay, actually, now that I think about it, the Nazis, we did kill a lot of civilians, I think. But, I mean, I feel like they would kill more. You know, I feel like a lot of the nations we fight would kill more of our people and their people and not bat an eye. But America's like, we care about your people, but we want to down your government. Like, how do you even go into war with that? There's so much precaution. I don't know. Maybe that's why we never had success in the Middle East. I don't know. And I guess if you think about it, we actually weren't like that. I mean, like Vietnam. Yeah, no, never mind. I take everything back I just said. We were never, I think we make it sound like that, but all the wars that we've struggled with, at least, we stopped caring about the people and cared about, just took out anybody that, you know? I don't know. I don't know war. What do I look like? Sun Tzu, whatever that guy's name is. But yeah, so North Korea, we send them food. As I get off my tangent, we send them food, and it keeps their people alive, right? Makes sense. Simple. We also don't want that. We don't like their government, right? So North Korea is like, yo, we're so scary. This is Kim Jong-un to his people, right? He's like, listen, we're so scary. I'm so scary. We're so powerful and mighty that other nations send us food and starve because they're scared of us, right? Even though that's not the case. Although we are technically doing it because we're scared of them, it's not like some kind of like we're not doing this out of some serfdom kind of deal. We're doing it because we don't want them. We don't want their people dying. But if we don't, North Korea starts launching these missiles. So they start like flexing. They're like, listen, send us some wheat. Send us some flour, rice, whatever, or we will send this to you, you know? So they start launching those things in the water, you know, that's kind of like fishing, I don't know. It's kind of like this little flex. They're like, look, we can do that to you. We have that power. So you might want to send us, you know? So they do it just in their territory or close enough that it's not going to, like, get them in any issues. But it's enough to scare their neighbors. Like, as the U.S., like, I mean, we've got kind of our own little Iron Dome system in a way. Like, we have things, like, countermeasures to keep a nuke from landing on American soil. But Japan? Not so much. We don't want Japan getting nuked. Tokyo is the largest city in the world. We would not like that to happen. So, in order to prevent that, we keep sending them food. And yeah, And Kim Jong-un eats it all until he has to go on a weight loss program because of COVID or something like that. Y'all remember that? Kim Jong-un got skinny and everybody started like making like K-pop, like they started like fangirling over him. That's a sad point in humanity. Fangirling over the worst dictator. Although Lukashenko is kind of bad too. If y'all don't know who he is, Lukashenko is, I think his name's Alexander Lukashenko or something. Dang, dude, I'm freaking happy. What am I doing? I'm just like sitting in a chair, like fiddling with stuff and everything's breaking. But yeah, so Alexander Lukashenko, he's the Belarusian, he's the dictator, the president, in quotes. It's false, but hold on, somebody's like entering the room. Maybe it's my neighbors. I forget my neighbors are like extremely loud. Like moving furniture at like 1 a.m. twice, three times a week. Like who does that? Put it in one spot or get two things. Like it's ridiculous. Anyways, Alexander Lukashenko is the dictator of Belarus. Belarus is a nation. It's a country, not huge, about 30 million people, 13, something like that. I don't know. Not a lot. But it's between Poland and Russia, right? What is Belarus known for? It kind of contains Chernobyl, although that's more, it's on the border with Chernobyl, which is, as we all know, Chernobyl. I mean, like, does that need, I don't know. Well, I don't know. It's a nuclear reactor that went haywire in Ukraine. But it's on the border with Belarus, right? That has nothing to do with this story. I'm just saying if that gives you an idea of where Belarus is. But Belarus is, you know, they're pretty, I mean, it's a neat country. It was very Soviet bloc, Eastern bloc, you know, because it was part of the USSR or whatever, or the Soviet Union, I don't care, whatever it's called. But when they broke up, they were one of the few nations that was like, we actually still really like that vibe. Communism's kind of dope. Russia, let's be cool. And Russia was always like, listen, we might be the mafia running the nation now, but we're going to act like we still don't like the Soviet Union. You know, we're just ex-KGB agents in the mafia. Which is Putin's, you know, he's an ex-KGB agent, right? But Putin and Lukashenko are really close. Lukashenko's pretty strict. They don't like Poland. And they don't like, I mean, they never did. Nobody ever liked Poland. I like Poland, but everybody else hates on Poland. Poland gets the raw end of the deal a lot, in my opinion. And Germany is always throwing hands, kind of, with, they don't hate Poland. Like, obviously, Poland and Germany are allies. They're in the, both in the European Union. Poland did not like immigration, though. In 2015, tons of immigrants came to Germany and the UK and Sweden. But Poland's like, look, we don't want that. That's going to fool around with our economy. We're not doing stellar as it is. Let's not have any immigrants. And the European Union was like livid, right? But they got over it. But Germany had hundreds of thousands of immigrants, almost a million, probably a million. Poland had only like 2,000 or something. And so did Lithuania. Lithuania didn't have a lot of immigrants either. More than Poland, but not a lot. And Lithuania is right above Poland. And it also borders Belarus, right? Well, Belarus was like, look, I forget why Belarus is mad. But I think it has something to do with, I'm going to shoot in the dark and say oil sanctions, maybe. Mobilization, I don't know, whatever usually starts wars, right? But, so Belarus's response was to take in tons of Syrian and Afghan, or I'm presuming Afghan, I don't know, it's a good reason to leave right now, but they're taking in a ton of immigrants, but Belarus doesn't want them. Belarus is telling them to go to Poland, cross the border, to go to Germany, right? So, but they're just shortening that time, you know, that they need to. They're shortening a lot of the distance. They're cutting out a lot of that. But Belarus is like, we're not giving you food. You know, we're not giving you much. We're just going to point you in the direction of Germany and say, walk there. But Belarus doesn't, I mean, Poland doesn't want that. But Belarus is doing all this with the help of Russia. So that's why everybody's mad at Russia and Belarus right now. But they're telling them to go through Lithuania and Poland, and Poland and Lithuania are like, whoa, 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 like, chill out. Thing is, though, they can't, like, shoot anything because it's all immigrants. Like, that's a crime against humanity, you know? So, I don't know. It's just hectic, right? But what'll probably happen is Poland's probably just going to pick them all up and then drive them to... Probably just drive them to Germany or something. Or pick up a lot of them. Or Belarus will just have to take them back, send them back. I think Belarus ended up sending a lot of them back to... or somebody sent them back to wherever they came from. I want to say Afghanistan, but I don't know. I just think it would be Afghanistan because, I mean, you know, recent events... good cause for a lot of leaving, in my opinion, but who knows, right? But yeah, so that's situations. If y'all want to know about Jacob's opinion on the global news outlook, what else is going on? Oh yeah, COVID came out with a new DLC, Deltacron, IHC, whatever it's called. It's out of France, right? Like, when has something good come from France? That's all I'm saying. No, but Deltacron is like, apparently it's exactly how it sounds. It's a mix between Omicron and Deltacron. I had Omicron, whatever. Felt like a cold. Still getting over it a bit. It's been a while, but I don't know. All it is just allergies, really. But I did have a really bad cold for a day. But I always do that. Like flu, anything. Allergies have given me a fever before. Or no, they haven't. That wasn't allergies. It's definitely viral if I get a fever. But ignore that I said that. That was a lie. But I don't know. I know allergies got me really sick. Oh, they're giving me a sinus infection. That's what. I always get... I think I have like this like chronic sinus stuff. That anytime I just get sick enough, my sinuses just declare war on my body or whatever. But I don't know. Let's see, what's something else that happened? Yeah, so Deltacron dropped. They're finding it in France, but then they started finding it in Cyprus. So it's spreading, is what that means. But what else? Let's see. I watched that Netflix documentary, Fantastic Fungi. Or they call it Fungi in the documentary, but like that just sounds ridiculous. Like, try to think about, I'm going to say fungi for the entirety of this podcast, or however long I talk about this topic, but just think about me saying fungi for it instead. See how annoying that, like, see how, like, wrong that feels? It's like an ick, you know? It's like, oh, why did he say that? Well, that's how I felt when I listened to one of these guys who looked exactly how you'd think somebody that does shrooms for a living would sound, saying fungi the whole time. I was like, come on. But yeah, fungi. As I'm going to say, fungal stuff. You don't say fungal, right? But I don't know. It was pretty good. I don't know. I'm not... It's very like... I mean, it's legit, I would say. But it's just every... I'm not going to take... What it is it's kind of like a... Not a promotion, but a promotion in a way to shrooms. Because I guess in the 60s and 70s, shrooms was given a bad light because people were like, oh, something medicinal can make us have fun. That's crazy. And they just used it to listen to rock songs pretty much, right? And the U.S. government was like, this blows. We want people to go to Vietnam and they're tripping out. This is bad. So they made it public enemy number one. Shrooms were bad. But I'm not saying shrooms are amazing. I'm just saying... I'm not saying shrooms are public enemy number one. I'm just saying I don't think they're super safe right now. I want there to be more research before, you know, because they're saying it can cure cancer, and it probably can. But I don't know enough about it, and neither does science, so I'm just going to hold off on taking it for any disease I might get like I have a disease or anything. I'm just saying, like, if I ever get a disease, if I got it tomorrow, I probably wouldn't take shrooms. What if I got it 30 years down the road and the science is good? Why did I say road like that? If it's 30 years down the road and the science is looking good, I'll get it then, you know? But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I think it's pretty neat, you know? There was some cool stuff in there. The guy was talking about how his mom got cancer and she used shrooms. What is it? Turkey tail shrooms or whatever. She took them like 12 times a day or something, or 8 times a day. And she was cured from stage 4 breast cancer. It's a big deal. You know, I think that's pretty, it's something. It's enough to say there's something there, right? And I guess it happens to other people. And then there's the people, and I'm not going to knock this either, because apparently it's a life-changing experience, and shrooms are like the main thing in killing alcohol abuse, believe it or not. It's one of the main medicinal things, and I think it's ayahuasca that they use, which is beyond me. Hell, I don't know, but I know they do it a lot in like Central South America, I think. And so a lot of people, I know Ron White did it recently. That's only because I know it, because I like comedians and he's a comedian. And that's the only reason I listen to Joe Rogan, is to listen to comedians. So that was one of the few episodes I watched, or listened to, I guess. But yeah, it had Ron White, who's a comedian, Texas born, but he had a huge alcohol issue. And I know that he went and took ayahuasca. It was a life-changing experience for everybody that was there. It's more than just alcoholism. It helps a lot of people that have the depression, impending doom feeling, especially when they get diagnosed with cancer or whatever. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like, it is pretty neat to see those people like be like, you know, some of them are like, I don't mind. I don't care if I die. Like I can look death in the eyes. And it's like, well, that's a little weird. But then there's the people that are like, oh, I feel different about things now, and it did help me see this, and I'm just going to not, and they have this, they have like, it keeps them from drinking, you know, it keeps them from feeling awful, you know, about just mentally, it's a mental thing. I mean, it's not like it detoxes you. There's probably some that can, that I don't know of, maybe, but I don't know, but there's all kinds of things. They genetically modify mushrooms to eat oil for oil spills. They do it so it eats plastic, you know, all kinds of things. So I feel like mushrooms and fungal stuff is going to be a huge part of our generation's future. Whoever's in my generation, you know? So, and I'm not like trying to be like, look, this is an excuse for people to go get absolutely hammered on shrooms by the nearby Costco. Like, no, don't. That's not what I'm saying. And don't use this as an excuse to go do that. You know, it's probably not anybody that... Actually, I take that back. There's a few people that have asked to be on the podcast so they can talk about psychedelics and shrooms and the latter. But I might have to have them on now to see how it is. I'm not going to do it. I'm just saying I want to hear. But yeah, there's microdosing. People do a lot of microdosing. I don't really know what that means exactly, but I know people use it, and it helps with other addiction stuff. I just feel like it's great unless it becomes an addiction, because then it's a reliancy. Is that even a word? I don't know. But I don't know. If that comes with its own package of issues, then... maybe don't use it. Maybe, I don't know. Give it time. But until then, thank you all that do shrooms for being test subjects in the future of possibly a very beneficial science. And if it's not, well, thanks anyways for telling me what not to do. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like this has been a long podcast. Last one was 30 minutes. I got heat for it being too short, though. But it was my welcome back podcast. You know, it can't be that long. But, I don't know. So far, we're at 55 minutes almost, rounded up. And as far as seconds goes. But yeah, we're at about 55 minutes. I don't know if I should cut it here or continue. I think I'm going to continue, but I just don't know what I'm going to talk about. And I also don't want to disappoint those people that are like, I listen to 3-hour podcast. This is weak. 30 minutes. What do I look like? Somebody who has no time in my life? Like, I'm not saying that, man. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know what to talk about for an hour. That doesn't help my case as far as, you know, exposing people to my podcast. Watch my podcast. I don't really know what to talk about on it, but here it is. No, I think I'm going to interview people when the semester starts up. It might take me a few more episodes in before you see somebody, because, you know, it just takes a while, but we'll get there. We'll get there. I don't know. I feel like it'll be interesting, but I think I'm going to have a new way to put my podcast out there. I think I'm going to post like a picture that I've taken, like use my own photography and then put it out there. That's what I'm going to do. Okay. So if you see this advertised on my story, I probably will start it by doing it on my private story. But if you see this out there on my story and you got it from a picture, just know this is the thought of how I'm going to do it is coming from right here. So full circle. But yeah, that's about it. All right. Well, I think I want to pack this episode up. Talked about a lot of nothing. Talked about a little bit of something. I don't know. Take what you want from it. I stuttered a lot and I actually cut a lot of stutters. I don't know why I'm stuttering. I feel like it's end of the day. Who knows? Just blame it on that. I had a lot of caffeine today. That's probably it. Dude, caffeine, like, something else, man. I'm not saying that like it's cocaine. I'm just saying, like, it's not great, you know? It's a lesser of the drugs to be, like, addicted to, you know? What just happened with my audio? Anyways, yeah. Caffeine. Not grand. Makes you jittery, tired, all that jazz. All right, anyways, I say tired. It's not like, it's like the post hit when it wears off. You know what I mean? I don't know. All right, well, it's been the Toledo Stinton podcast, and I am going to get me some food. All right, anyways, yeah, if you want to be on the podcast, hit me up. And if I like you, I might just have you on. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll consider it. And if I don't like you, then your house will get hit by a tsunami. Bye.